Okay, continuing with Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary on Pirkei Avos, we're up to the sixth mission, the first perek. Yehoshua ben Prachel, Vinitoy Harbeli, accepting the tradition, these two Tanayim. The Mishnah includes three statements made from Yehoshua ben Prachel. We'll do the first two tonight. It says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Prachel, Aseilucha Rav, Ukaneilucha Chaver. One has to make for oneself a Rav, a Rabbi, Ukaneilucha Chaver, and acquire for yourself a friend. And what the Mefarshim deal with are these two concepts of friend versus Rav, and why Yehoshua ben Prachel uses different languages, a different language of Aseilucha Rav, make for yourself a Rav, versus Kaneilucha Chaver, acquire for yourself a friend. What are these two roles and two aspects that they play? So Rashi comments, first of all, on the concept of Aseilucha Rav, and why a person has to make for himself a Rebbe. Rashi is a very interesting thing. The other option would have been, if you didn't have a Rebbe, is you would learn on your own. There's no question that a person needs to learn. The only question is, who are you learning from? Are you learning on your own? Or are you learning with a Rebbe? Says Rashi, if you're learning on your own, then what you have and what you have alone are your own faculties and your own svara, your own ability to use the logic to understand what it is that you're studying. Says Rashi, that's nice, but that's often very faulty. You're left only to your own logic, so we all know that our own logic often misleads us. We think that we understand it clearly and understand whatever it is that we're doing. But if you don't have anyone to bounce that off of, if you don't have anyone to tell you that's actually not correct, it's like this and not like that, you're going to make various and draw various conclusions that are not correct. Therefore, Rashi says, you can't learn from your own svara. We always use svara. We always use our own logic whenever we learn. We're required to use our own logic whenever we learn. But you can't only rely on that, because the conclusions you draw will not always be correct. Therefore, Aseilu Charav, says Rashi, you have to have a Rebbe who's going to teach you the Mesorah, who's going to teach you the tradition as to how it is that we learn and what it is that we learn, and then with that and your own logic, you'll come to the correct conclusions. Rabbeinu Yonah writes the reasons, two reasons he writes why a person has to have a Rebbe. Very interesting reasons. Is number one, you'll remember it better when you hear it coming from someone else, not just from yourself opening up a book, learning and reading it on your own, but you hear it mouthed, verbalized from someone who's explaining it to you, so then you'll be able to understand it better. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's why the language is Aseilucha Rav, make for yourself a Rav, meaning we're talking about somebody who wouldn't otherwise naturally even be your Rav, because you might be exactly equivalent to him in terms of level of knowledge and scholarship. If we're talking about somebody who's clearly a greater scholar than you, then you don't have to make him into a Rav. He sort of naturally becomes your Rav. But the Mishnah is teaching, even if you don't have someone like that, you don't have someone who's naturally going to be a Rav, you have a colleague. You have to make him into a Rav anyway. You have to make him into somebody who you'll learn from, says Rabbeinu Yonah, even if you're equivalent in scholarship, because when you hear him teach, when you hear him say something over which you might have been able to figure out on your own, you'll actually remember it better as you hear it being taught. And more than that, he says, you'll understand it better. Very often we've had that experience. I know I've had the experience many times where I'll see a Ramban or a Rashi in Chumash many times on my own, and then I'll be in shul and I'll hear someone say it over differently, or not even differently, just teaching it, and hearing someone else teach it is a whole new light in understanding what was being said, even though I've seen it myself many times. But hearing someone else teach it is often, says Rabbeinu Yonah, clarifying. You understand it better, the way that they explain it, the nuance of understanding that they have, and you'll remember it better. Therefore, he says Rabbeinu Yonah, Aseilucha Rav, to make for yourself Rebbe, even if you wouldn't have naturally been a Rebbe, you're equivalent in scholarship, you have to make him into Rebbe to understand better and to remember better. And then Yehoshua ben Prachel says, "Ukneilucha chaver." You have to acquire for yourself a friend. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there are three reasons why a person has to have a friend. Says Rabbeinu, number one is for Torah, because a friend is a chavrusa. A chavrusa, there's nothing like a chavrusa as far as being able to learn, as the Gemara says, "Harvei limadati me rabosa." I've learned a lot from my rebbeim, but from my friends, I've learned even more than what I learned from my rebbeim. I learned more from having a chavrusa, being able to talk things over, bounce ideas off of each other. A chaver is very important to be able to, just in terms of scholarship, to be able to learn, to be able to study and understand. You have to have yourself a good friend, and there's nothing like a good chavrusa. Number two, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is for mitzvos, to keep you on the straight and narrow. A good friend will point out if things are slipping, you're not doing things correctly. You have to have a friend who's able to go through life along with you and be able to be there and help you along. You help each other as far as general observance goes. And number three, says, is for Eitzah, for advice, just for somebody simply to talk to. You have to have a chaver. You have to have somebody who's able to speak to, be able to talk to you about things, And as far as that Eitzah goes, those three things, you have to have a friend. So much so, do you need a friend for a Torah, for your mitzvahs? And just as far as Eitzah's general advice goes, that the Mishnah uses the language of Kanei L'Chachav. You have to acquire him. It says even with money. If you have to buy him off, if you have to convince him, if you have to talk sweetly to him, whatever you have to do, says Rabbeinu Yonah, you must have yourself a friend. Because if you lack a person who you can confide in, then those three things will not be the same. Your ability to study Torah, your ability to fulfill the mitzvahs, and your ability to have somebody to talk to. And if you have to buy him, you have to buy him. Whether or not it means actually with money, or just with presents, or just taking him out, whatever it means, says Rabbeinu Yonah. The Mishnah is saying you must have somebody who you're able to have as a friend. And what's the key to having a friend, says Rabbeinu Yonah, to being able to fulfill these three things? So it's an idea which we all know and intuit, but are not able to fulfill always. The yisbol devora velo yakbid olav, to be able to tolerate his words and not get angry. And when he says something, connect it. When he says something, you're not doing this right. Well, you need to adjust this. So a chaver is somebody you can hear that from and not be able to, I can't tolerate that. They're not my friend anymore. I can't be like this. I can't hear from you. To be able to hear from somebody, because that's what a chaver is. A chaver is somebody who's able to remind, to gently push you back in the direction that needs to be in. And it's from our angle, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the ability to listen and be able to tolerate somebody who is doing so. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the reason we have to have a chaver. Interestingly, I'll conclude with Rashi says that it's possible that ukunei lecho chaver actually means to purchase svarim. That a person's svarim, says Rashi, can be a person's greatest friend. And so Rashi, some people mean it means sven mamish. Rabbeinu Yonah clearly understands it means literally a friend. Rashi says, or those who interpret the Mishnah to mean, purchase for yourself svarim, and they will serve as your friend in Torah, in mitzvahs, and in eitz, as Rabbeinu Yonah learns. Certainly it would be a good idea to fulfill both aspects. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. We'll conclude with the rest of the Mishnah.